Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and joining me here in studio is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. And by telephone today, we have Dr. Charles, or Charlie, Blinn, and you're a professor with the University of Minnesota's Department of Forest Resources, and welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me on your show.
Yeah, we are delighted, and you know a thing or two about wood products and logging and all that stuff, and it's pretty big business for northern Minnesota in particular, right?
That's correct. We actually conducted a number of surveys of logging business owners in Minnesota going back to the late 70s, and so we do it every few years just to kind of update our knowledge on the sector. As you may probably know from other people you've spoken with, the sector, the forest product sector, is an important economic driver in Minnesota, especially in northern Minnesota. Statewide, it's the fifth largest manufacturing industry in the state. It has about an $8.5 billion impact on our state's economy. It employs about 31,000 people who work in the industry statewide, not only in northern Minnesota, but some in southeast Minnesota, too. And they make about $1.5 million in wages among those employees. So it really is an important sector in our state.
Indeed. And what kinds of, you sort of draw a picture for our listeners as to the sorts of products that we are harvesting here. Is it pretty much just the raw goods, or what's the deal?
Well, in Minnesota, our primary product would be pulpwood that comes out of the forest. And so pulpwood would be used in a mill to make probably paper. We also would have wood coming out that would go to a sawmill where they might make pallet stock out of it, or 2x4s. There's a large mill in Bemidji, Minnesota, that makes a lot of 2x4s out of pine and other conifers. And so while the primary product is pulpwood that goes for paper manufacturing, we do produce lumber and pallet stock too.
Okay. And then, you know, one of the things about forest products is it is renewable, right?
That's a great thing about forest products. And the harvesting activity is really important toward maintaining our healthy forests in Minnesota. So the healthy forests are really important not only to the forest product sector, but also to the tourism industry and also the production of clean water and for a variety of other forest-based activities like fishing, hiking, camping, and berry picking. So maintaining a healthy forest is important to a lot of Minnesotans and a lot of people who come to Minnesota to recreate in the state.
And, of course, I'm sure that a lot has been learned in terms of stewardship of forests by the lumber industry, right?
Right. Over the years, we've learned a lot through research, and that research has been transferred to users within the state. And so one of the primary mechanisms that we use to provide education to loggers is through the Minnesota Logger Education Program. And they provide annual training to members in areas such as sustainable forest management, transportation, safety, and business management.
Dr. Charlie Blinn is a professor with the University of Minnesota Department of Forest Resources. And this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.